906. Well, yeah, I do that louder than usual. 906. 906. 906! All right, I renew my call for a scientific study on the effects of binge watching. I'm serious. Television over the years was you watch things with one-week intervals. That's the way Hollywood wrote them. That's the way the television industry wrote them. Now they are starting to write them, understanding people are going to binge watch, and they often pick up from episode to episode where they left off. The two most obvious examples of this are House of Cards and Orange is the New Black, both Netflix original dramas, which you can only initially get from Netflix before they're on DVD or whatever. But binge watching is it now, people are just watching, binge watching many things that weren't designed to binge watch. For whatever reason, I continue to push and watch Scandal. Although, I don't know. I'm not as excited about it, Jason. But I've given it a bit more. The Following is just so heavy, but it's very good. My daughter and I watched, I believe, 5 episodes of Dexter Season 8 yesterday. By the way, Season 8 is spectacular. I know, unfortunately, because it got so much news coverage, I know how the series ends. I know what happens at the end of Episode 12, Season 8, but I don't know how we get there. I thought Seasons 6 and 7 were disappointing. I thought Seasons 4 and 5 were the best of the series. Season 8, thus far, is excellent. And there's going to be, I'll give a 10-second count here, if you are catching up and you don't know what happened in Seasons 6, 7, and 8, or really importantly, 6 and 7, here's a spoiler alert. If you're catching up on Dexter and you don't want to hear this, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. At the end of Season 7, again, I'm going to do this one more time. At the end of Season 7, something happens. If you're catching up, you're not going to want to hear. I'm going to say it right now. At the end of Season 7, Dexter's sister Deb has a choice. Lieutenant LaGuerta has figured out who and what Dexter is. And she has a choice, Dexter or LaGuerta. She shoots LaGuerta. And even Dexter's put up his hands, she's right, put me down. The one criticism I heard of Season 8 was Deb too easily got over that. No, she's a basket case. And she is estranged from Dexter, and her life is ruined because of what she did, rather than kill her brother, the serial killer. And it builds from there. I think Season 8 is spectacular. And it's funny because we finished watching one last night where I really wanted to watch the next one. And my daughter had to say, Dad, it's a school night. But these dark things that I'm binge watching, Sons of Anarchy, The Following, Dexter. This can't be healthy. I'm just saying this cannot be healthy. To watch all these dark but House of Cards, excellently written dramas. And I don't stay up till midnight like Jason. Watch, that's what you do, right? You have them all DVR'd and whatever. You don't have Netflix, do you? Oh, you do have Netflix. Well, how come you're not getting into this stuff? You don't have any time anymore. Anyway, Season 8 of Dexter is awesome. By the way, the Americans are back. That's another one. That's very heavy-duty stuff, too. So if the show starts sounding darker, it's because I'm being influenced by all of this dark television that I'm watching. By the way, it is excellent, though. It really is. And I don't know if I would consider Grimm that dark, but Grimm Friday was excellent as well. It was really good. Very good. In some ways it was kind of, there was filler in the episode, but the end was just, this is inside baseball, but I have to ask Jason this on the air. Do you agree with Hank or Nick on what they should have done? I agree with Hank. You agree with Hank. All right, if you're not a watcher, get caught up on NBC. Yeah, absolutely. It was very good. Enough TV talk. This is a story that we did not cover last week. I know that Rush Limbaugh spent some time on it on Friday, and I know other shows have covered it. But I think I have a question about this story, or at least the way I'm going to ask it. No other show has asked. It is the story of the 18-year-old New Jersey girl making the news last week for suing her parents. Jason already rolled his eyes. This is actually a piece written by a fellow conservative talk show host within our company, Greg Belfrage. By the way, Greg will be filling in for me a couple of days next week when I'm on the road. That he wrote, and I want to just, he posted this Thursday, and I just want to read some of it because I think Greg did an excellent job. An 18-year-old New Jersey girl is making news this week for suing her parents. Rachel Canning says her parents threw her out of the house 2 days before her 18th birthday last November. They haven't paid her tuition at a private Catholic high school since the end of the year. Canning sued for $650 weekly child support plus legal fees and future college tuition. Canning's parents say their daughter chose to move out. They claim she was disrespectful to members of the family, wouldn't follow her curfew, and refused to do assigned household chores. Her parents said they want Rachel to come home, but follow the rules. A judge denied Canning's request on Tuesday for financial support and legal fees. However, he promised to revisit the issue of college tuition in a few months. The girl's sense of entitlement is pretty staggering. She's disrespectful and disobedient, yet thinks her parents owe her more. However, I've been most disgusted, writes Greg, with the family helping Canning in her lawsuit. Canning has been staying with a girlfriend in her family since moving out. The friend's father, John Inglesnio, is an attorney and is paying for Canning's lawsuit against her parents. He said he and his wife fear Canning will lose opportunities for college and a happy future without the financial support from her parents. Inglesino expressed concern that Canning's parents had not called or visited a single time in the 4 months she's been staying with them. Canning's lawyer said the parents also had not sent a penny to her or to her benefactors. Wow, that takes a lot of nerve. You decide to take in someone else's spoiled 18-year-old daughter and expect her parents to help with the bill? Forget that. I cannot imagine putting myself between an 18-year-old girl, and her family by offering to pay the costs of her lawsuit. Now, that's generally the story. And as Greg wrote there, the judge then said, no, actually, we're not doing that. On Friday, there was something posted at her website that essentially slammed baby boomers, that were all greedy, were all, anyway, it was rather amazing. What I'm going to do, I'm going to read that to you. One, she's just a spoiled brat who couldn't live by the rules, and her parents have every right to do what they did, in my opinion. But I want to read her Facebook posting if you missed it on Friday, and then I want to get your reaction. It's 9:15.